We never would have dreamed 20 plus years ago when we started this journey that we'd be here where we are today. But you know, God had a lot in the works back when Dad was diagnosed with cancer and he died, and then we've seen it over the last few years just really come to fruition with the documentaries, and then with the Truth About Cancer live symposium last year was just amazing. We literally were approached by people that have had their lives changed and are alive today because of the message that we've been able to share with them. So it's just really exciting for us to see the fruition of all these years of work and the people whose lives have been affected in such a positive way because of the documentaries and because of the Live Symposium last year. And we're so excited to be at the Live Symposium this year in Orlando. So after Dad died, for years, we researched and we lost many other family members to cancer. Seven total family members, including my mom, to cancer. Devastated our family, and we didn't want people to be devastated that way. We realized that there is information out there that could have saved them, but it's not widely known. So that was the impetus for the first book that we wrote called Cancer Step Outside the Box in 2006. And after we published that book, the message just really resonated with people, and we realized that we had struck a chord with people, and people were hungry for this information. They wanted to know, what can I do to save my family? And we didn't want people to suffer the way that we'd suffered, so we just really began to get involved, my wife Charlene and I, in this whole mission to help educate. And then in early 2014, we were introduced to our current partner, Jonathan Hunsaker, who had the idea to take this message to the masses through documentary films. And so that's what we did, and that's how The Truth About Cancer was born in early 2014, with the idea to not write books, but to create documentary films and to interview the experts and put it all together and to show it to the world for free. And that's what we did. And the first Truth About Cancer series was called The Quest for the Cures. As I look into this camera, behind it is Alan Ray, our cameraman that's been with us since day one. And he and I traveled across the United States to get these interviews in a period of, gosh, it was less than 4 weeks total, I think, that we did the interviews, Alan, right? 4 weeks?
Three.
Yeah, so 3 or 4 weeks, and then another few weeks of production, and we aired it to the world for free. And then, you know, the whole goal has been to educate people, so we gave it out for free, and we just asked people if they wanted to support this mission of ours to help by purchasing the DVDs, and people did. They wanted to own these DVDs, wanted to share them with their friends and family, and so that was the kind of the way that this all started, and it's just kind of snowballed since then. And now here we are over 3 years later, and we've reached 20 plus million people, and I just learned yesterday that the total, just on our online videos, this doesn't include all of the DVDs that people have purchased and are watching out there, and doesn't include a lot of other formats, but just the online videos on YouTube have almost 500 million minutes of views, which is like 900 years, if you were to put that into a perspective of years. So we're definitely helping to educate and change the world, and that's just a mission that we love to be on. And we love people, and we want people to be healthy, and we want to stop so many people of dying from cancer. And this is our mission to do that, and that's how we're so passionate about what we do.